Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me? We pray. Heavenly Father, help us to understand that on this Good Friday, your Son spoke these words and others, letting us know that he is our vicarious atonement, the blood atonement, the price needed to pay for the sins of the world. So move us always to view his sacrifice rightly, to repent of our sins, to believe on him, and to grow day by day in grace and holiness. Hear us for Christ's sake. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, the crucified, dear fellow redeemed. The world in general loves Christmas, and that's because we have made it fun. And that's okay, as long as the real meaning is put before us and our children. But now the focus often or merely is on earthly peace and presents and Santa Claus and amazing. Idea where the Easter bunny came from. We have Easter eggs, which is kind of a nice Christian symbol representing that empty egg representing the empty tomb, but then there's the candy and other things. But like Christmas, Easter has essentially become fun, and sometimes only fun. For these reasons, the world generally loves both Christmas and Easter. But the same cannot be said of Good Friday. It is hard for the world to put such a spin on Good Friday. So we might want to rename Good Friday and instead call it Neglected Friday, Forgotten Friday, Unimportant Friday, Forsaken Friday. Good Friday is not on society's radar screen. And this is understandable, not justified, but understandable. For Good Friday gets to the heart and center of the human problem. And nobody likes to face that problem. It gets to the real reason for the real Christmas, why God and not Santa had to enter time and space, human history, enter it the way he did, and why he would end up where he did. It's next to impossible for the world to take Good Friday and reinterpret it so it becomes fun or becomes something just for children. There are four fundamental questions that major religions or worldviews attempt to answer. Four questions. Question number one, who are we? The Christian religion says that we are unique and were originally made by the Creator in his image, holy and perfect. Another worldview says we are simply the products of mindless evolutionary processes. That's it, giving no one real value. Another worldview says we are whoever we decide to be. We can identify however we want, and whatever we identify as gives us value. Question number two, what went wrong? Why is there evil in the world? The biblical answer is the fall of Adam and Eve into sin, something that infected not only each and every individual, but brought death and war and lies and natural disasters and all kinds of frustrations to the world. Another worldview says there's no such thing as evil. That's only a superstitious belief among those who can't see a natural or scientific explanation to everything. Another worldview says the real problem is one group having power over another group, which the Christian worldview partly agrees with, except this other worldview finds evil not within each and every person, no matter who they are, but just within individuals of certain groups. Question three, what is the solution? I'll come back to the Christian answer to that question in a little bit. But one worldview says evolution is the solution. Time. Just let man evolve over time, and someday either he will evolve into a better species or man will become smarter and smarter until he finds out how to make life close to perfect. The other worldview says society must remove certain groups from positions of power or authority and elevate other oppressed groups. Question four, where do we end up? What is the final game plan? Many religions believe in an earthly utopia, some sort of heaven on earth. We will eventually get there, they say. Other religions believe that we will just kind of be absorbed into some sort of God, become a part of God. And there's other solutions that are put out there as well. The Christian and the true answer is the resurrection on the last day, where one will either enter eternal life in heaven or eternal death in hell. But let me now come back to that third question again, and the Christian answer for that question. What is the solution? What is the solution to the fall, to sin, to death, to the evil in the world and within us? What is the solution to this corrupted world gone crazy? And the biblical answer is Christmas, Good Friday, and Easter. Or to put it another way, the incarnation of the Son of God, taking on human flesh, the death of the Son of God in his human flesh, and the resurrection of the Son of God in his human flesh. Christmas and Easter are the bookends. And in between is Good Friday. In between is the death of the Son of God, which is why we're gathered here tonight. But what does this Good Friday mean? Well, for one thing, we can rightly call Good Friday the unimportant Friday, the neglected Friday, the forgotten Friday, the forsaken Friday. But only because the one doing the neglecting, the forgetting, the forsaking, the one considering someone to be unimportant was God the Father Almighty. While Jesus, the Son of God, was suffering on the cross, again he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why have you forgotten me? Why have you neglected me? Why have you abandoned me? Of all the people on earth, why am I, your only son, your faithful, sinless son, why am I now at this moment not important to you, abandoned by you? Why? The answer, So Jesus, the Son of God, upon whom God the Father placed the sins of the world, could truthfully say just a little while later, "It is finished." The Apostle Paul put it this way: God made him, Jesus, who did not know sin, to become sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. The word we use to describe what took place here is the word vicarious, which simply means substitutionary. You, my son, instead of them, pay the price for sin, all sin. And that means, my only beloved son, on this Friday, I must neglect you. I must forget you. I must abandon you. I must forsake you. And I must look upon you as the least important and the most despised person who has ever walked the earth. You, instead of them. The world will never appreciate Good Friday. But you must. Good Friday is the heart and center of the solution for your very real problem of sin and death. Good Friday is where your heart, your mind, your soul, and your confidence belong. The message of the cross is who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. And if there is any doubt, wait 3 days. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forevermore. Amen. And now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.